Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Colson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Don, good to see you.
It was good to be seen.
Ava, are you present?
Always here. I have perfect attendance.
100%. I guess you and I are... No,
she's reliable.
You're expendable, Don.
She's always here on time, actually.
Actually, and if I can't make it, the show doesn't go on. So apparently that's how this works. I don't know why.
We're all important.
Yeah, we're all important. Yep, exactly right. We've got a great show coming up, guys. We're going to have a little fun. We've talked a little bit about the opener, some things that went on with that, some shenanigans, I think, that were kind of funny. And we're also going to talk a little bit about what's going on in the river. We're going to talk about... just some fun stuff. I don't want to give it all away because you're going to want to stick around. Hang tight. More Valley Outdoors coming right up. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world. Whoa.
Good to see you guys.
Yeah, good to be seeing again, like I've said. You just said that here a little bit ago, you know.
And what's your point?
I didn't go anywhere.
Oh, you're still here?
I'm still here.
It's amazing he is. Ava? I don't know.
You know what?
What are you going to do?
Just be nice.
Yeah. We had, coming onto the show today was a mass confusion, I think, is what it was. We had different things going on, and like Ava, you were busy doing some things you had to take care of, and it was like, wow, you're running around here like a roadrunner.
Do it all the time.
Yeah. Well, now especially. Just for today, perhaps.
Yes.
Which is not a bad thing. We know you're in charge of something big. Bigger than us. Which is important.
But Don's still
there's
the most important person in the room.
Not much bigger than us.
No, there really isn't. Speaking of much bigger, what went on with the governor's opener? We'll talk about that after the top of the show.
Unfortunately, we couldn't be there this year.
We call it the meat and potatoes of the whole thing. Yeah, we kind of evaluated the situation and felt it was just something we didn't want to do this year. Kind of the
didn't work out.
Things. Yep, exactly right. Didn't work out, but that's okay. We can still cover what happened.
Yep.
Which we'll talk about a little bit, which is kind of entertaining. Kind of a lot of shenanigans went on. One thing I think is worthy of noting. This time of year, and it's one of the things people are trying to figure out with this last week's, shall we say, warmth that came through?
Unseasonably warm. I mean, actually, you know, I'm going to be heading north of the border here in a few weeks, hopefully, and it was over 90 this past week up there, which is unseasonably warm for that part of the country. In fact, there was still ice on the big lake up there at Lake of the Woods.
I'm guessing that is no longer there.
No, I think that 90 and some wind took care of it.
Shut her down.
Yep.
I'm heading to Michigan, Lake Michigan today. I was planning on going yesterday, but the wind coming in on Friday was rather strong, shall we say.
Shouldn't affect you going there, though.
No, but it affects you doing any fishing, that's for sure. Not a good thing.
You're just going to work on the boat anyway.
We're going to wet a line. You got to wet a line, right?
That's the goal.
Well,
usually.
You have fishing rods, you have a boat, you have water.
Well, not, you can make not, something look, happen. Not when it's windy like that, especially on a Michigan.
No. And the south wind, no, we've got plenty to do, so that's not a problem. But I'm looking forward to going to do that. Yeah. The other thing that comes to pass as well with the warm temps, and obviously this last week we had the governor's opener, but what you're finding across the state is a lot of transitions that are going on. When you have that much warmth and sun, normally it's those northern bays that really start taking off and of course, heating up. Well, those northern bays have heated up and gone to the point where, okay, we're spawning for crappies and that kind of thing. We're spawning and we're done and we're moving out. You're seeing that in a varied degree across the state. You're also finding walleyes, I know in Mille Lacs, that was kind of a mixed bag for some of the guys on Mille Lacs as well, checking in some of the guys that I had, friends that were out that are pretty darn good anglers out there. So a little bit of a challenge there as well. I know here we went a week and a half ago, we were in transition with females still spawning. We had caught a number of fish that were still not spawned out and good-sized fish in the 26 to 29 size inch category. And when you sit down and look at how fast something can transition, you know, we're looking at this week, Wednesday, it was 69 degree water temperature already. So it's accelerating rapidly.
Was that in the river or the lake?
In the river. Well, it was in the lake. I apologize. Lake Pepin.
Okay.
That was in the lake temperature. So
that's getting up there.
It's getting up there. And you're seeing this transitioning, we'll talk about the tactics and techniques we did because it's really unique after the break. But, you know, when you're looking at the transitions, you have to, and this is more on how to approach it. So what you're going to want to do is you're looking at, I've got X number of spots that I want to hit. I want to hit a live bait spot. I want to hit pitching spots. I want to look and see what's going on in a shallow bite, maybe a deeper bite. So what you're going to be looking for is a milk run. And all too often, we, and this is what I talk about in the seminars, we get lazy. And we talked about it a couple weeks ago. When you get lazy, you sit on a spot and say, well, you know what? The fish aren't here.
But so they'll be coming.
They'll be here sometime.
Sure.
Okay, you can wait all day for a fish.
That's not,
yeah. So running and gunning, it works. And that's one of the pieces that of the puzzle that we really nailed down, and it got us exactly what we're hoping for. When you're going in a multi-species scenario, every Wednesday night we do the Fishing League event, and we go out and you try to get your walleye, your sheephead or rough fish, and then you want to get a bass, and you hopefully get a pike. We did everything but the pike. But the piece of this was we got it done because we moved. We gave 20 minutes a spot. If we caught fish, we kept working that spot, and it was effective. So don't get stuck in a rut. Don't stay on a spot because it's supposed to be good. If they're not there, they're not there. If you give it enough time to do this, work the spot correctly, which is the other key, Don, people come in, work a spot 15 minutes, and they're not working it correctly. Take the time to understand how these spots are. If it's wind blowing onto a shore, pitch it so you can reach the right distance and stay away from that shoreline. So, hey, tell you what, we're going to be right back. We're going to be giving you some hints at the things that are going to be important to you catching fish, as well as some of their stories regarding the opener and funding that is coming through for invasives that we're really going to want to hear about. Hang tight. More coming right up.